The federal court has banned the former Howard government health minister, Dr. Michael Wooldridge, from managing a corporation for 2 years and 3 months and fined him $20,000. The reason? His role in the collapse of the $500 million Prime Property Trust. The Retirement Village Group's founder and chief executive, Bill Lewski, paid himself $33 million. The court disqualified him for 15 years and fined him $230,000. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission had brought the case against Prime's parent company, Australian Property Custodian Holdings. Alison Caldwell reports.
Today was Judgment Day for Howard-era Health Minister Michael Wooldridge and his co-directors over their role in the $500 million collapse of the Prime Property Trust in 2010. Last year, Dr. Wooldridge pleaded to be spared any penalty because of his contributions to public life and the company boards on which he'd served. But today, the federal court banned Dr. Wooldridge from managing a corporation for 2 years and 3 months and fined him $20,000. Michael Wooldridge was one of five directors of Australian Property Custodian Holdings, the parent company of the retirement village group Prime Trust. It collapsed in 2010, owing more than $550 million to investors and creditors. Before that, in 2007 and 2008, Prime paid its founder and CEO, Bill Lewski, a $33 million listing fee without seeking the approval of Prime's investors. The court found the directors changed Prime's constitution to allow for the payment. ASIC Commissioner Greg Tanza explains.
ASIC brought this action against the directors of the Australian Property Custodian Holdings Limited, or APCHL, over what we alleged was a breach of their directors' duties by making an illegal related party payment of more than $30 million to the benefit of one of them. And the key message for directors is, of course, that they play a very important role as gatekeepers in the Australian financial system. And in this case, that as directors of an investment trust, that they owe very important duties to the investors in that trust. And in this case, they failed in those duties.
The other directors, there's five of them, fined $20,000. That's not much.
All of the directors, bar one, received disqualifications from managing companies for various periods. Mr. Lewski for 15 years, Mr. Butler and Mr. Jakes for 4 years, and Dr. Wooldridge for a period of 2 years and 3 months. And all of the directors received fines ranging from $230,000 for Mr. Lewski to $20,000 for Mr. Butler, Mr. Jakes, Mr. Clark and Dr. Wooldridge.
Did ASIC ever consider, and why couldn't you get a criminal case up against these people?
Well, ASIC looked at the evidence that was available of the particular contraventions that we were concerned about. We considered very carefully the weight of that evidence and took legal advice and decided that the appropriate course was to pursue this civil penalty action, which has resulted in these significant disqualifications and monetary penalties.
In the stay proceedings in 2012, Justice Robson from the Supreme Court said there was a real and appreciable risk of criminal prosecutions in the case.
As I mentioned, we're not considering any criminal prosecutions at this time.
As for Prime's investors, some are suffering debilitating depression. Some have been forced back to work at an age when they should be retired, and at least one has suicided. But seeking legal redress isn't over just yet. Melbourne University's Director of Corporate Law, Professor Ian Ramsey, explains.
The litigation has not yet concluded. We do know that the receiver is bringing action in the Supreme Court of Victoria, seeking to, in a sense, obtain back the funds that were obtained in breach of duty by Mr. Lewski. So certainly that litigation does involve a number of the directors. And so today's, if you like, judgment from the federal court is not the end of the matter.
While Justice Bernard Murphy described Bill Lewski as the instigator and orchestrator of the changes to Crimes Constitution. He says Dr. Michael Wooldridge was significantly less blameworthy and describes his contraventions as honest, although serious, failures. Dr. Wooldridge has issued a statement saying he intends to appeal the original liability judgment. He says he regrets any actions which may have contributed to a loss to Prime's investors. He says his objective was always to advance the Prime Trust for the benefit of investors.
Alison Caldwell.